The conflict in Israel and Gaza is taking a huge toll. A new tool fights human trafficking and opens gospel doors without a word. And ministry in Guatemala is about to take off, literally. This is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Another failed ceasefire, another weekend of brutal fighting. We're talking about the Israel-Gaza conflict.
It's just a bad situation, you know, any way you look at it, because there are so many innocent folks suffering on both sides.
That's Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer. He says things are especially bad in Gaza because the refugees can't leave. It's dangerous to be in the street. Grocery stores are empty. There's no electricity. BGR partners are anxious to feed 1,000 families in the Gaza Strip.
We've approved some materials and funds to be released to help. We're, like many organizations, really having trouble right now even getting access to those areas to help the needy people.
Christians are working together in this situation. BGR's help is the first step to restoration. Will you pray them through?
We're actually able to put the goods into their hands, and it becomes a part of their ministry outreach, kind of empowering them, if you want to say that, to share appropriate culturally, and then really empowers local believers to show compassion and to be able to have a relationship and have a reason to have a relationship with the folks who are their neighbors who are suffering and share the gospel.
For 3 weeks, conflict has raged between Israel and Gaza, killing more than 1,300 people and silencing church bells. The Baptist Church in Gaza is one of three churches in the Gaza Strip and the only evangelical one. However, security issues have forced them to stop doing Sunday morning services. According to an Open Doors representative, the congregation continues to support each other with phone calls and house meetings. Find out more ways you can pray at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. There's a new weapon in the battle against human trafficking. E3 Partners offers a tool called the Evangel Cube that uses storytelling to spread the gospel. Now they've released the Priceless Cube, which uses the same method of pictures and storytelling to educate people about modern-day slavery and how priceless each human life is. It's already being put to use in high-risk human trafficking areas. You can even purchase your own cube using the link at our website. Meanwhile, why is foster care in Guatemala such a big deal? Phil Brinkmeyer of Buckner International weighs in.
We see the issue of unaccompanied children moving into the U.S. And whatever we can do to have children remain in their families, it not only takes care of that child for a lifetime, but it also is working to things that are affecting our present-day society.
See, Buckner's working with churches in Guatemala to get them more involved in foster care.
It's an open opportunity to move Christians in Guatemala towards providing and actually doing what the Word has instructed us all to do, to take care of the orphan and the widow in the times of their distress.
Their project's being helped by a U.S. government grant that Buckner received last fall. Visit us online at missionnetworknews.org to learn more about what they're doing and how you can come alongside.
Remember us in prayer. We really need that.
And in Guatemala, an aviation ministry is preparing to take flight. Dan Smith of Paradise Bound Ministries says,
when God gives a calling, He begins to confirm that in so many different ways, and He's doing that now.
This spring, Paradise Bound announced the addition of an aviation component to their ministry, which would help them reach pastors in remote villages.
Many of those areas are 2.5 or 3 hours away by vehicle. The furthest one away by air is only 32 minutes.
Smith said God is bringing all the right pieces together at just the right time.
We have a pilot and his family. God has confirmed a call for them to now move from the secular world into ministry, specifically mission aviation.
Find details about a matching challenge grant for this project at our website. But hurry, time's running out.
Very, very critical that we match that by the end of the summer, because I think that's going to be the catalyst that gets everything starting to roll.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is all about telling stories. When you support Mission Network News with a donation of any amount, I'd like to send you the book Reach Beyond by Wayne Peterson. The book provides stories about comfort, courage, and the cause of Christ. Get your copy of Reach Beyond at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Reach Beyond link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.